to your daily dose of facts to fight off the liberal gaslighting.
You can be in the middle of a hurricane.
You have sanctuary in the city of Chicago.
Or you can be on a calm day. North is still north. You could be in a thunderstorm.
I am angry. We are not going back. Not ever.
North is still north. People can yell at me.
The hell with the Supreme Court. We will defy them.
North is still north. It doesn't change fundamental things. And in this business, right is still right, even if you stand by yourself.
We don't get fooled again. No, no.
Live across the fruited plain and from sea to shining sea, we're converting the Marxist left 1 hour at a time on the Wendy Bell radio program.
Hey!
Hello, America, and beyond the fruited plain. Welcome home to the Wendy Bell radio program, your home for common sense, conservative values. I give it to you the way I see it. I'm a mom. I'm a mom of boys. I'm a proud American. I'm conservative. I'm unabashed in my views. I don't care what yours are. If yours are passionate and strong and they work for you, God bless you. Right? I believe that we have lots of different room for difference of opinions, ladies and gentlemen, but there's something that we've got to focus on today, because north is always north and right is right, wrong is wrong, and that is where we're going. Thank you for being a part of the show. Wendy Bell Radio Network app, watch the live video stream, Wendy Bell Radio podcast, join us and just keep coming back. Welcome home. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Amen. I was sitting here about a half an hour ago going through some stuff, found a great article in the Washington Times today, which really does a good job of revealing what the Supreme Court, what the majority opinion, now they were all in the majority, but a 9-0 opinion on this. And then I got a ding on my phone, and I had gotten a message from a gentleman who is a January 6th defendant, and he identifies himself, Jake Lang, January 6th political prisoner. That is what he puts in the subject line. Hi, Wendy. My name is Jake. I'm a January 6th political prisoner. I'd love to talk to you. I get a lot of messages. There's a reason in this moment that ding got me to pay attention to this young man. Look, this Supreme Court ruling yesterday is giant, and I believe it begins the unraveling of this suck. And it's going to take time. The same way it's going to take time to get rid of 8 million people who broke our laws that we know of. And it has invaded our country. It's going to take time to get them back where they originated. It's going to take time for us to undo what this administration has done so dangerously, so meanly, if you will. But you know who doesn't have time? The hundreds of people still twisting in solitary confinement in prisons all around this country. Because they had in their heart on January 6th of 2021 that they wanted to go hear the President of the United States speak for the last time. They wanted to be a part of that. They didn't realize that they were bait. They didn't realize that there was a giant net that was going to come out for them. They didn't realize that they were played, that the breadcrumbs had been set in place. All they needed to do was follow them from the ellipse to the Capitol and get ensnared in perhaps the biggest scandal, the biggest abuse of power, the biggest corruption of justice in American history. In these United States, we have people in prison who've been there for more than 1,000 days, who have spent months at a clip alone in solitary confinement. They didn't kill anybody. They didn't assault anybody. They didn't steal from anybody. They didn't set anything on fire. They walked through a building. And in Crazy Town, USA, when you're on the wrong side of political suck, you can be thrown away. And your fellow Americans can turn their backs on you and forget you exist as you sit alone with your thoughts and hopefully a profound relationship with God. And you wither away. Was yesterday a very important day for these United States, constitutionally, rationally? Yes. It called out every single person out there, every expert, every scholar, every person who decided to stand in front of a freaking camera and squawk as though they knew. It exposed all of these people for being frauds. And it created a martyr in Donald Trump, the likes of which I don't believe they know. I don't even think they have a clue what they have created. And it's not a monster. It is a force. It is a vibration. It is that tingle inside your heart when you meet someone for the first time. Leaves you a little woozy, a little light on your feet. And it's good. And this is where we are. And it's not just white people. And it's not just conservative people. And it's not just married people. And it's not just people with college degrees. It is the ultimate melting pot. Every ingredient of this magnificent stew that we call America. And every single day, with every rabid headline and every triggered, Trump deranged leftist, every lawsuit, every fake claim, every BS photograph, every lousy headline, every stupid article, each one has added to this day when a great shift happens. You can feel it in the force. I can. Jake deserves to be freed. Jake and hundreds of others who were the collateral damage of a desperate plot to do anything to derail the man and the movement whose foundation is American excellence. And these people, they sold their souls to the devil. And I pity the day that they meet that maker. Because I believe when you go up, before you get in, you sit with the Lord and he says, let's take a slideshow look at your life. Let's see what you've done. Let's see who you were. Let's see who you helped or who you hurt. And then you tell me, do you deserve entrance into my kingdom? Because a lot of these people are going to be denied. Do not forget about these prisoners. Do not forget what has happened to them. The lies, the charges, the video that was withheld, the phony baloney January 6th committee, the destroyed video evidence, all of the Capitol Police officers who were called as expert witnesses, who lo and behold lied and were rewarded with New York Times best-selling book deals. You know it. You see it. You feel it. And now act on it. Yesterday was a win for our United States. But every single day, these men and women sit behind bars and are tortured and are ridiculed and are deprived is a black stain on the history books of this great country. And that makes me profoundly sad. These are the stories we have to teach our children. This is the message you instill in the young. No matter what, there is right and there is wrong. And while it feels sometimes like the deck is stacked against you, right must always win. And each of us has a role in ensuring that that happens. When we come back on the Wendy Bell Radio program, so much for all those experts, as I said. We got a great mashup of all the people out there who are saying, Trump, get him off. Trump, he's bad. No, this is great. We're going to kick him off constitutionally because that makes sense. Didn't age well. Next, don't go anywhere. Can you imagine being on the side, choosing the team that used a setup, that set people up, that lied from beginning to end, that used undercover assets that are paid by us to lie and to create an illusion of something that didn't happen? Can you imagine being on the side of that? Is that why the liberals are so angry all the time? Is that why they've got that look in their eye? I don't know. But to be on that side, I can't imagine it. No matter how much I hate somebody, I could not lie about something they did not do. And I sure as hell couldn't lie about it under oath. If those even matter anymore, does that matter anymore when you pledge to someone or to something and you say, in this moment and forever on, this is how I feel? These people just threw that to the wind because they were so crazed. I never want to be that crazy. I never want to be that deranged. I don't want to ever be that corrupted. I refuse to ever be even remotely that dark. It is inconceivable. So I want to get to this. It's a great mashup of all these various voices on the left telling us during the whole Colorado is going to strike Donald Trump's name off the ballot. You've got 7 Colorado Supreme Court justices, all Democrat. 3 of the Democrats say we shouldn't be fiddling with this. 4 of the Democrats said, yeah, we should. And they decided in a 4-3 victory, right? In that decision, Donald Trump is disqualified because he participated in a freaking insurrection. All of it is garbage. It's all garbage. Every single thing they say about that day is pure garbage. The man said, go home. Peacefully protest if you're going to be here. Respect law enforcement. We are a party of peace and law and order and rules following. And they took that off the internet. And they withheld it. And they hid video. And they threw people away. And these people want to get up and tell you about threats to democracy? They are. The threat's done. They've blown democracy up. And they're on the losing side. And I will settle not, I will for nothing. Then pure vindication for every single one of these men and women who've been thrown away. like they are garbage, as though they've done anything wrong. And they won't get those life years back. So let's get to these voices, all the chorus of liberal voices, all these people chirping about this excited Colorado Supreme Court decision. Trump's going to be disqualified. He was involved in an insurrection. He's guilty. And then the wah, wah. Oh, yeah. Except the Supreme Court said zero of us agree with your statements. 9 of us say you've overstepped your bounds. Listen to this fantastic mashup, courtesy of the Washington Free Beacon.
We begin tonight with the consequences of insurrection.
Donald Trump is ineligible to serve as president under the Constitution's insurrection clause.
Because he is disqualified, it would be a wrongful act under the election code for the Colorado Secretary of State to list him as a candidate on the presidential primary ballot.
Colorado is executing its state's rights to decide who should be on their own ballot.
Oh, I'm very proud to be a Coloradan and an American today.
This was a real process. It was consideration of a great deal of evidence.
Oh,
grounded
crap.
In the Constitution.
That language in the Constitution, Jim, simply could not be any clearer.
This is a slam dunk.
The former president is not eligible to be president again.
Trump incited and therefore engaged in an armed insurrection against the Constitution.
Trump is indeed ineligible to be president.
Donald Trump engaged in an insurrection against the Constitution.
The former president should not be allowed to run again.
And in fact, the former president is disqualified.
Donald Trump cannot be president.
For under the Constitution, he cannot be our president again.
That engaging in insurrection has disqualified himself from holding any future federal office.
Will the Supreme Court agree with themselves?
We're confident the Supreme Court will reject that claim.
All right, we just got the breaking news. The Supreme Court issuing a ruling on the Colorado ballot case.
The court has made a decision.
This is a win for former President Trump. Here, the Supreme Court has reversed a ruling from the Colorado Supreme Court.
We've learned that it was a 9-0 decision ruling that Donald Trump can be on the ballot in Colorado.
Essentially, you cannot take somebody out of a race because an opponent would like to have it that way.
Boom. I just think it speaks volumes. All of the people... cut the cord. Stop watching. There's no reason. We have to. We will tell you what you're missing. What you're missing is triggered suck every daggone day. The same stupid stories. The same, look at me. Right? Donald Trump's greatest mistake, according to them, is winning. Is winning on a platform of safety, of prosperity, of American ingenuity, of dreams. That's why they hate him. Because like him, we believe you don't need the government to rule your life. You want them out of it. You want to be free to sink or swim on your own. To make decisions that are important to you. And for them to stay the hell out of your life. It's important for us to listen to the voices respond to the Supreme Court's decision yesterday. That Donald Trump, except by an act of Congress, and any other candidate, cannot be removed from a ballot unless Congress does so. Unless Congress acts. No state can rule otherwise. Oh boy. Get ready because this is going to get fun. Next on the Wendy Bell Radio Program. Before we get to some of the audio sound bites in today's program, I do want to read you this headline. I think this is a very succinct and encompassing perspective of yesterday's ruling, how big it is to have all 9 members of the court agree that this path that America is on is unsustainable. And once you allow individual states to go rogue, we've seen it again and again. People do crazy things when they're given power. I don't understand why, but we saw it with Fauci. We saw it with Deborah Birx. We saw it with Rochelle Walensky. We've seen it in Congress. We see people who are relentless. They believe it's all about the power. This is the Washington Times unanimous ruling to keep Trump on the ballots. And it has some excerpts from the court itself, which are very telling. The Supreme Court unanimously ruled Monday states cannot strip former President Donald Trump from their ballots over claims that he engaged in an insurrection. And it likely shut down further federal court challenges as well, effectively settling the debate over whether the Republican frontrunner can be an option for voters this year. The justices did not address whether Mr. Trump was part of an insurrection, but ruled on who would enforce and could enforce such a question. The court ruled that Colorado's high court erred when it deleted Mr. Trump's name from the state's Republican primary ballot. A majority of the court went even further, ruling that only Congress can enforce the Constitution's insurrection language through laws. Given that no such law is on the books, and that insurrection language dates back to the Civil War, for God's sakes, other federal court challenges appear to be shut down as well. We conclude that states may disqualify persons holding or attempting to hold state office, but states have no power under the Constitution to enforce Section 3 with respect to federal offices, especially the presidency, the court said in its unsigned opinion. The justices said that allowing states to make decisions about who can appear on a presidential ballot would result in chaos with no end to potential mischief. They're calling it out. They're calling it out to everybody who's been part of this fraud, this January 6th fraud, this narrative, this story, all of it, the political mischief and the chaos that has ensued. The high court is telling those people, we know damn well what you've been doing. And so does America. Knock it the hell off. The justices said that allowing states to make decisions about who can appear on presidential ballots would result in chaos with no end to potential mischief. The disruption would be all the more acute and could nullify the votes of millions and change the election result if Section 3 enforcement were attempted after the nation has voted. Nothing in the Constitution requires that we endure such chaos, arriving at any time or different times, up to and perhaps beyond the inauguration. Again, the High Court using its magic ball, its crystal ball, and saying to those specific uniparty swamp creature debacles, stop it. Let the people do what the people do. That is how we do things here. Big win for America, Trump said. We expected he would say that. The justices, he said, acted brilliantly and predicted their ruling would unify the country by settling his place on the ballot. They can go after me as a politician, he said. They can go after me with votes, but they're not going to go after me with that kind of lawsuit, he told reporters at Mar-a-Lago. Now, this is interesting. The three Democratic appointees on the court, Sonia Sotomayor, Elena Kagan, Ketanji Brown Jackson, agreed that Colorado erred, but they said their colleagues went too far in ruling that only Congress can act. Quote, in doing so, the majority shuts the door on other potential means of federal enforcement. We cannot join an opinion that decides momentous and difficult issues unnecessarily. And we therefore concur only in the judgment that the court went too far, but there's still wiggle room that we'd like to see when people we don't like, perhaps, are on the ballot. That's how I infer this. Justice Amy Coney Barrett, a Trump appointee, said her colleagues in the majority could have been even more circumspect, but chided the Democrat-appointed judges for their angry language, though this is important. And I know a lot of people are ticked at her because of her decision at the border. This is what she wrote. Particularly in this circumstance, writings on the court should turn the national temperature down, not up, Justice Barrett wrote. For present purposes, our differences are far less important than our unanimity. All nine justices agree on the outcome of this case. That is the message Americans should take home. Now, you're going to get those liberal activists now and those voices grumbling. And they're going to try to now do something in Congress to pass some kind of a legislation. I don't know what, but you're going to hear Jamie Raskin coming up saying that they've already been working on it. Why don't you ever work on making America great again? Why don't you work on doing things that were beneficial to the people in your districts? Why don't you address all of those things rather than this crazy hunt to destroy one man and the people who share his values? Two voices to hear, Jesse Waters, Greg Gutfeld. They were on The Five yesterday. And I think in long form, you need to hear these because they're very succinct in a longer clip, but meaningful. Here's Jesse Waters talking about all the experts being expertly wrong. Listen.
These people, they call them judicial pundits at the networks and on cable, came out strongly saying that this case had a shot. And now the same people, and we'll do this tonight at 8 o'clock, the same people are saying, yes, we always knew that it was going to be a unanimous decision. They're lying to you. Everyone's been lying to you from the Bragg case to Jack Smith to Fannie. They're all getting everyone's hopes up. And they're now all of a sudden having to grapple with the fact, this is a direct quote, we're going to have to win this at the ballot box. They're all admitting this was the strategy. Mm-hmm. They're admitting they have nothing except lawyers and judges. They just wanted to persuade a few judges, not the American people. Because if you look at the polls, the American people have not been persuaded. And it doesn't look like they will be persuaded at this point. You're right, Dana. Every time he's indicted, he's stronger. Every time he beats these silly raps, he's stronger. And you can see the Georgia case. You could see this Jack Smith decision. Even the Bragg case. Yeah. Every single time, they've created a monster. And their overriding hate for this man, I mean, it has gotten weird, these people. I mean, he had a nice 4 years.
Agreed.
A nice 4 years. No one was thrown in prison. We didn't have any wars. The economy was hot. Stock market was hot. There weren't problems like we're dealing with now. Just get over it.
This is such an important comment from Greg Gutfeld, and I appreciate what Jesse just said, because he's right. They've got nothing. All they have is this rabid venom for one guy. Get over it. We want our country back. This is Greg Gutfeld, and he does something that's very smart. And he talks about how the Democrats work backwards. They come up with an end game. What do we want to do? We want to disqualify the president from running again. And then they work backwards to fulfill all of those gaps to make that happen. It's pathological. It's truly pathological. It's demented and it's crazy. Listen.
Elections seem so old-fashioned when you can rely on liberal traffic judges, liberal prosecutors, and liberal DAs to circumvent the will of the people. And lawfare is what the Democrats do instead of debating and campaigning.
Yes.
Imagine instead of the World Series, this is a sports analogy.
Got it.
Imagine instead you have the World Series and instead of the team playing, the owners investigate the star players of each team, trying to get them out before the game is played. That's exactly what this is. And you could take this as a victory 9-0, but this is part of a bigger strategy. They're going to employ lawfare of all kinds against politicians, voters, supporters of people. They're doing it already. And they get love from the media. The reason why these judges are doing it is because it's incentivized. You can go from obscurity in Colorado or obscurity in Illinois, and you get a nice warm bath from the media who thinks you're a big anti-Trump hero until that stunt falls apart. I think the big play is to, the goal is to label Trump as a felon. And this, they will try to pretend that this is a moral mission, but it's not. It's directed to them by polling. They saw a poll that voters would be less likely to vote for Trump if he was a felon. Mm-hmm. So they start there and then they work backwards. Mm-hmm. They don't give a damn whether he's guilty or he needs to pay. They want to impact an election, circumvent the voter by using lawfare based on some desperate polling, which they need right now.
And they don't care about the lives ruined along the way. Jake Lang, one of them. I want to get back to this Washington Times article because this is where it picks up after Amy Coney Barrett says, look, our job is to turn the temperature here in America down, not crank it up to a full rolling boil. Liberal activists, the Times article continues, grumbled, but the unanimity of the ruling of the high court sapped much of the venom toward the court. Instead, they turned their attention to other ways to stop Mr. Trump from reclaiming the White House. Let the people decide. Stay the hell out of it. Do one of something that doesn't suck. Turn your attention to our deficit. Turn your attention to our border. Turn your attention to drugs. Turn your attention to education. That requires that you admit that you have a problem, that you are deranged. Because of the court's opinion, it is now up to Congress to definitively prohibit those who have engaged in insurrection from holding federal office, said Michael Sozin of the Center for American Progress Action Fund. How is that American progress, Michael? You feckless hack. You know damn well there was no insurrection. You know damn well it was scripted. It was calculated. It was freaking high school musical. And he says, and if Congress fails to do so, voters across the ideological spectrum must chart the future of our republic and decide whether engaging in insurrection is disqualifying to be president. I want paper ballots. I want one-day voting. I want the ballots done by hand with three people watching every single freaking move because they are slimy, they are dirty, and now they are scared. Jenna Griswold, the face of Trump derangement syndrome. Holy mackerel. Wait for it next on the Wendy Bell Radio Program. So there's something that happens to the face, particularly of the young liberal woman. I don't know if there's like muscle memory or like the muscles in the face, they freeze in certain angry, like facial expressions. See? This is what Jenna Griswold, who's the Secretary of State of Colorado, this is what she looks like. Long ago, well, I don't know how long ago, but she was okay looking.
You said you saw you thought KJP was cute too. You said
I did. I thought she was cute, and then I heard her talk, and I'm like, I hate her. I can't deal with it. Jenna Griswold is she's the Secretary of State, so she's overseeing the elections, everything in Colorado. And she gets on with, who is she with? Is this MSNBC or CNN? I forget.
She's with both.
Okay. And she's going to talk about, and it's a very disappointing decision. She looks like she's going to go, I don't know what happened. We had it in the bag. And they do. It's fantastic, but sad and scary. In audio soundbite number one, about to cry. It's very disappointing. Go.
My larger reaction is disappointment. I do believe that states should be able, under our Constitution, to bar oath-breaking insurrectionists. And ultimately, this decision leaves open the door for Congress to act to pass authorizing legislation. But we know that Congress is a nearly non-functioning body. So ultimately, it will be up to the American voters to save our democracy in November.
She's like those scary dolls, old school dolls, where the eyes roll back in the head, right? And they follow you when you walk in the room and you're like, ew, get that somewhere. The hell's out of here. That is her face. Now, to dismantle the, it's up to Congress to determine to bar oath-breaking insurrectionists. So one might fire back and say, exactly what did Donald Trump do to become an insurrectionist. Well, he inspired, how did he do that? Well, he told every, prove it. Show me what he said. Give me the audio recording. Show me. Tell me what he said at the Ellipse that encouraged everybody to go be an insurrectionist. Can't prove it. She knows she can't prove it, which is why she looks like she's about to, you know, with that face that she, well, it reminds me of this, Brock. I mean, you guys remember when Hillary Clinton lost in 2016, that face we just saw on Jenna Griswold, the Secretary of State from Colorado, looks an awful lot like the video we're putting up on the screen right now of all sorts of leftists losing their collective shizzle when Donald Trump won. They're literally out of their minds. Do you guys cry over the outcome of an election? Because as garbage as 2020 was, look at them, they're sobbing. There was never a moment when I was like, Joe, I need you to hold me because I can't take it. It's just, it's off the charts, ladies and gentlemen. What happens to people? Is this the product of college? I don't know. But then she goes on. I've got this. Here she is with Wolf Blitzer, Jenna Griswold. And Wolf's like, look, pal, even your wicked left justices sided with the conservatives. So what do you say about that, madam? Listen.
As you heard, Madam Secretary, even the three liberal justices agreed that Trump can't be removed from the ballot. Given that, did the Colorado Supreme Court, from your perspective, go too far?
I don't think the Colorado Supreme Court went too far. I think there's different opinions. That's why we have a judicial system as to whether Section 3 of the 14th Amendment is self-executing, whether states can apply that provision of the Constitution to protect our ballots from oath-breaking insurrectionists.
All we need to say is you suck. Jenna, you suck. You lose. Go get a boyfriend. You're 39. You're too young to be this malignant. Oh, somebody just needs to go out on a date. Have a few drinks. Okay? But this is the one that gets me. This is the one where I said about an hour ago to Brock, I'm like, oh my gosh, you've got to get this audio soundbite for me. This is lie. After lie, lie, lie. I'm going to count them in real time while you listen to the freaking Secretary of State from Colorado. Go.
I think the larger picture is it's as clear as day what Donald Trump did. He incited that violent mob to rush onto the Capitol to try to stop the peaceful transfer of presidential power. And his attacks and his allies' attacks on our democracy have not stopped. Their lies and disinformation have led to massive voter suppression efforts, to threats against election workers, and actually attacks on our election infrastructure. And they're already laying the groundwork to undermine 2024. Regardless of this decision, American democracy still remains very much under attack and at threat. And this upcoming election will be crucial for democracy survival in the United States.
Everything that you need to know, bring your kids into the room. Children, this is exactly how we don't want you ever to be. Watch. Right? How many times did she lie there? We're trying to restrict people from voting. How? They're trying to discriminate against certain kinds of voters. How? They want to interfere in our elections. How? Prove it. They can't. And I think in that lack of facts, coupled with the emotion, there's the derangement. And it's scary. She said, it's clear what Donald Trump did. He incited that violent mob to rush the Capitol to try to stop the peaceful transfer of presidential power. Really? Prove it. Give me the audio. Show me what he did, because anything that she would produce, I would be able to refute with one video that was scrubbed from the internet within an hour of him posting it. stay calm, and go home. Whew. All right, hour number two of the Wendy Bell Radio program on tap. Obsessed Democrats say they're not done trying to destroy Trump. Next.